It's highly unlikely, taking off with his hand the salt, that it is that the nipple for the first adoche. First adoche. So if you make it exactly bloodless, you can make it. But you don't make a doche, you just make it. All right, even if you do it all the time. Particles of salt, some dam will remain. The nipples, even if it's a thorn nipples, cannot be considered as a for the first adoche. The Ramon mentions that in connection with the sheet of the Agoy Sosh. So in other words, so the Agoy Sosh Rashita is that we need three adoches. So one adoche is required to wash off the melech and the dam completely. The second adoche is to wash off the lichluch. The lichluch hamayim. And the lichluch hamayim. But, and the third adoche is necessary in order to wash off the mayim shneim. Because the mayim shneim, the drops of the mayim shneim that adhere to the surface of the tefilas basa also contain a certain lichluch. It's a question of degree, not as much as the Mayim Rishenin, the drops of the Mayim Rishenin that adhere to the Chtiras Basar. So it all says lichluch. So since the purpose of three adoches is to wash off any remaining lichluch, so in case where the inputs preceded the two adoches, so then there is no lichluch left in the Mayim Shnei. There is no lichluch left, Mayim Shneim. Masheinkin, according to all the other Rishenim, it seems to me that this is for a pshute. Masheinkin, according to all the other Rishenim, who say that only two adoches are required, so we don't have such a purpose to wash off the Mayim Shneim that touched the Mayim Rishenim. In other words, we only have two purposes. One is to wash off the melech and the dam completely to make the chtichas boso spotless, to remove all the melech and all the dam, but mamish remove everything. And number two, to remove the lichluch. So mimele, how can we say that if he made a niput, he just shook off the salt? And in all probability, even if he shook off the salt, there'll be one particle of salt here, another particle of salt there, a speck of dam here, a speck of dam there. So how can we say that with one adoche will be enough? After all, we must have a adoche to wash, to make it spotless. So, and the niputz did not make it spotless. So then, there must be one adoche to make it spotless, and then another adoche must take place in order to remove the lichluch. So you won't find in any one of the poskim who will mention this din of the Ramah in connection with the shita of the other Rishenim, other than the Agoy Sosh. Whenever the poskim mention this halacha, that al ken yishtefenu inapit ha-melech molo v'lachen v'zdeh ha-ve kadochen gimu pomim. So it's always in connection with the sheet of the Agos Tosha. The only one who mentions this din of the Ramo, even in connection with the sheet of the Adar Sheinim, is not Rashi. But I don't think that it's mistab. I don't think it's mistab. And you see, you have to say the same kind of lomdes in the Taz. Now the Taz makes a correction. And in the Ramo, he says that we have to begin with Alki Yishtefenu Ve'yinapitz HaMelech Me'olam. Ve'yinapitz HaMelech Me'olam. So in other words, so that is considered like a Hadoche. Masha'inkin, when the Mechaber, he doesn't make a correction. So when the Mechaber says Yinapitz Molav HaMelech Sholof for Yishtefenu Mayim, so it's not the equivalent, a substitute for Hadoche. So in that, according to the Taz, the Mechaber does not agree with this din of the Ramo. Alright. Now, the Ochanegel Hatrile. That's Sifrov Tes in the Shach. The Ochanegel Hatrile. I will be the Eved, Afil Yehuda Chakba Machas, Viniz Bashil Kach Mutea Kedrikamon, Seif Siftes Behagoy. In other words, v'yeshem she'tzichim la'diach habos ogim u'pomim v'ochanegim l'chatchile. So in other words, but the Eved, one adoche is enough. Even without two adoches. Because one adoche makes the chtichas bosos spotless. Makes the chtichas bosos spotless. All right. Now, sif lamed. Muta la'diach. Kosov ha'rav b'tshuvas. There's the same tshuva that the Taz mentioned. Sh'al tol mashi kosov ha'rav. Ve'yveisi b'tiris hato sh'li. The Yochel Adiach Abosol Gdil Meper Redakto, who had doch Rishin Oloi, Visho Alto, Taime, Vef Sholim Adi Shom Mashki Mital Shole, Atkal Lishene, Usvoro Zu Klush, Gam Tzorchim, the Lunim Tzokim Bidil Aram Perik Ashechet Klau, the Yochel Adiach Abosol, Bime Peris, Uval Kochoch Tzorchim Ad Arav Kivin Limashikosa Bifirik Ashechet, Amasnissen, the Ashechet Lyotzadam, Ksheiro, vin necholim b'yodayim misoveis lifi shel yuchsha b'dam umak shehoche nei shel yuchsha b'dam rakoch kin ma'achilu yuchsha b'mayim din migdeirem bo ilo yuchsha b'mayim shebo yeish leim adu etzlim lebo yadoche iname mishkachas lo kishu utchal dikshan. Now, the Ran on the Reef, on that Mishneh, that one of Gimel and Chul, also says this teretz, that Inamen Mishkachaslo, Mishkachaslo, he says, now he mentions the Lashon, Yesh Leima, the Litzli Leboy Adoche, Iname Mishkachaslo, Kishihutral Dikshomim. So some words are missing here. All right. But this is the Ran on the Reef here. But he doesn't mention Meperes. Who mentions Peir is Tesis? Who's fear la Rav? Or you should cause it because you say, do I have dim bimi Peiris? We can cause what is Peir Kasheret. Now the Ta says that the Ramo is Shogo. Number one mistake that Ramo made is because he mistook the Ran for Tesis. So he says, no, it's not that the Ramo made a mistake, but it's possible that in his Girse, so in the text of the Ramo, it was mentioned, Iname Kishehuda Meperis. And we don't have it. So, that if the Chim Kosvate says, Perikashechi, Behedye Vizalisheni Litzli Aire, Luipoa Adoche, Iname Ligdeiro of Yehuda Meperis, Atkalishen. ויישן נראה איתו יספרו, ובמוקים רם צורך לי אסטייסוס. ואם כי משמע להדיה, דימאיר בעדוך הראשיין, דימלוקין הדריקו שלו ידוח, דורוך שבעדוך כמייסה, ומיישנו לגדיר, היינו משום דו אצלי בבוח הדוח הכלל, וצורך היא. So in other words, the same kasha that the Taz asks, but we have to explain it that way. In other words, that there is no raya from the Ran or from Tesves, that Meperes is effective even Ligabe Hadoch HaKamaise, because we could say that Teisves agrees with the Shite if it is the Ran, so then it's more difficult, because the Ran himself mentions that there is a definite purpose for Hadoch HaKamaise, because in order to soften it up, but in regard to Teisves, so we could say that the purpose that Teisves holds, in other words, there is no Hechrech from Teisves and Chum. Because we could say that Teisves there agrees with the Shit of Rabbi Meir Bar Baruch, so the whole requirement of Adoch HaKamaise is only Lechatchile, and the Evet, it can be done without it. But it cannot be done without Adoch HaBasraise. So Meile, it's a Raya from the Teisves, that Lechol HaPoches Adoch HaBasraise can take place in Meperes, but there is no Raya Mochachas Ligabi Adoch HaKamaise. All right, Kamayim, שבכלי מבטלין כיח המלך. So, אם לניפץ המלך שאולו ולשוט ואין לעשר כהמיין שבכלי מבטלין כיח המלך. That's the sheet of all the other רשיינים, עדת הנרש. ולחושב כריסייח, לעשר הבוסו. ולאו דווקא מיין, אלו הועדין ציר. So, he says, not only when there is מיין, so it's מבטלין כיח המלך, but even if there is ציר, so it's also מבטל כיח המלך. Now this, there is a star, there is a certain agoye, because that is, we didn't reach that sif yet. There is, turn to sif chof. Now, in sif chof, the mechaba says as follows, Boso shen nimlach visho kedemeliche, vinosnuach akar bichli belo yadoche, vinismale mitzi yamuter. ופיזה בוסו שנופל לסך ציר הייצי מהבוסו אחה ששו כדמליך מוטה ויש מי שאיסה בזה ובזה ויש לא חושלו לחתכם. So actually there is a מחלקס in תפקוף ידוויז in חום. So there is a מחלקס, Teisves mentions the shite of Chuvis Rashi and Teisves is חלק on that shite. Rashi says, Rashi paskit that if בוסו was נמלח and then and it shook in the mliche, and after it was shake in the mliche, without making a doche, without washing off the salt and the tzir and everything, so it was put in a kele, in a kele sheinam nukev, sheinam nukev, it was put below a doche. And then, that kele that was not minukev, became mole of tzir. So the question was, is the boso muter or the boso rizos? So Rashi in the Chuvas Paskin Teisves Daf Kushit Veis in Chum, you should go over that sugya Daf Kushit Veis, the sugya of Dogim and Deifei Shemolchon Zebazeh, and the competence is a very important Teisves. So Teisves mentions in the name of Rashi's Chuvah that the Bosor is Muta. Even though the dead Bosor that Bosor exuded a lot of Tzir, but since it was put in the Kele Sheine Minute, after it stayed Kidei Meliche on the salting board, on the Kli Minute for on the salting board that was in his land, so Mimele, and it's so the Tzir that came out that came out in the Kehle does not have a din of dam. The tzia that came out in the Kehle does not have a din of dam. But there is another problem. That's only male Baalmen. That's not dam. That's male Baalmen. The Rambam is the only Rishon who holds that even the tzia that comes out after the shio meliche has a din of dam. But the other Rishonim are chilik. So Rashi Shita is that tzia does not have a din of dam. It's male Baalmen. But then there is another problem. True that the tzir is nadam, it's milbalme, but after all, the chtichas boso had all the salt on it, so meliach hare yukeriseach, so memele it should be mavliya, the dam inside the chatiche. So Rashi says, once the shio meliach has expired, so posa keach or tichus, shebi melech. Since the melech had its effect, that melech drew out the blood, so after a shio meal, after 80 minutes, the keach or resichus stopped. So memele it's not reseach, it's seinen. So there is no reason as to why the boso should become osa. So that's the psak of Tshuvas Rashi. However, Tisves is chelik am Rashi. Tisves is chelik am Rashi. So the mechaber lichatchile is cheshish for the shita of Tisves. So he says, v'yeish lochosh lechatchile. But the Eved it's muta. The Ramo asazet, he is cheshish for the shita of Tisves, even there. So that's why he says, v'yeish eishchin, b'de Eved, k'dei klipe. K'dei klipe. The Mashal is even more machmir than the Ramo. Whereas the Ramo asazet only k'dei klipe, so the Mashal, but not the whole chtichas boso. So the Ramo, the Mashal, asa the whole chtichas boso. Asa the whole chtichas boso. So Mimele, now, so the shita of Rashi as to why the boso that was nimlach v'shok in the meliche v'nosnuach hakar v'chli b'lei adoche v'nismad li b'tzir is muter, so why? Because the tzir itself is male dam. It doesn't have a din of dam. It doesn't have a din of dam. And as far as the risichus achtichas boso is concerned, so on account of the fact that the melech drew out already all the dam, because the chtichas boso stayed in a state of salt for 80 minutes, so memele the keach or tichus of the melech stopped. So memele the chtichas boso, even though it remained with all the salt on it, does not have a din of reseach, it's a din of tzeinen. So memele the chtichas boso did not become osa. That's the pshat in Rashi. But Tesis is chelik. So why is Tesis chelik? So why is this a chelik? So you'll see, I mean, that there is a machlekes between the Shach and the other Nisikelim as to what is the pshat of Teisves. Why is this a chelik? Teisves, according to the Shach, so the reason as to why Teisves is chelik, the reason as to why Teisves is chelik is because Teisves agrees with the Shittas Rambam that the tzir that comes out after the shio meal, that is the tzir that is excluded from the chtichas boso, while the chtichas boso remains in a state of salt. So any tzir that comes out does not have a din of male baume, but has a din of dam. So maybe it's also the din of dam. Now that's very strange. So then, according to the Rambam, that the tzir that comes out after the shio meal has a din of dam, so then we should be required to every time we kosher a piece of meat, to dump it in boiling water, because that's the Shittas Rambam, and no one does it. Tesis does not require that. So we have to say that according to the Shach, there is one distinction between Tesis Shite, who is Chilikan Rashi, and the Shittas Rambam. According to the Rambam, now the Rambam says that after you salt and you amadiach, Echtichas boso, you have to be chilet et bereitchin. You have to dump the same echtichas boso in boiling water. That, what's the purpose? That will harness the dam, any remaining dam. So it will not come out even al debish. Al debish. Chlite will harness it. Harness it. So that's why the Rambam requires that there should be chlite berotchin after the meliche and the adoche basreise. Teisa doesn't require that. Because Teisves Shita is that Hadoche Basreise itself has the same effect like chlite birotchin according to the Rambam. Just as the Rambam says, that after you are meleach, and madiach, eichtich hasboso, you have to dump it in boiling water in order to be chilated, to harness it, so that the any remaining dam that is belua in the chtiche will not be nekam imokim limokim al the bishul. So, according to the Rambam, only chlite birotchin can harness any remaining dam. But hadoche basraise does not have the effect of harnessing any remaining dam so that it will not be nekam imokim limokim through a subsequent bishul. But shita of teisves, even according to the Shach, is different. That not only chlite birotchin has the effect of harnessing, hadoche basraise itself has the effect of harnessing. So maybe it's not necessary after that hadoche basraise to dump it in boiling water. Masheinkin in this case of bosa shenimlach v'shorok in meliche v'nosnu ahakar b'chli b'lo yadoche v'nismali b'tzir, so no hadoche basraise was realized. So maybe, and then it was nismali b'tzir, so that tzir is done. So maybe it becomes osa. That's the pshat of the Shach in the Shita of Teisves, the Loshen that answers it. But the other Nisikelim, they have a different pshat, and they say, no, the Rambam is a Yochid, and Teisves holds that any so-called dam that remains in the Chtiche after the Shiur meal does not have a din of dam. It's a different kind of effluent. That is male-bound. So why does Teisves say that Boso Shenofal is Echtzir, Hayetzi Mea Boso, Acha Sheshor Kedim Liche, so is Osea? Because Rashi says that the Boso is Muter, even though Moliach is Arei Kriseyach, but inasmuch as this Melech had already fulfilled its function, it drew out the blood, so mainly it's Posa Kech or Etiche, so it's not Kriseyach anymore. So Teisves is Chirik and Rashi, and Teisves holds that it remains Riseyach until the Melech is washed off, even after the Shiur meal, so it's not Posak Keach Oresich. Alright, now, let's see. Kamayim Sif Lamed Aleph. Now let's turn back to Sif Lamed Aleph in Siman Samachtes. Kamayim Shebichli Mivatlin Keach HaMelech Vili Roshiv. So he says, "Im l'nipeitz amelach sholo v'lishot ve'yin la'aser k'amayin shebichlim mivat nikiach amelach." So he says, the Shach says, "V'lichoshiv k'riseach la'aser aboso v'lav daf k'amayin elo ho'adin tzir elo dinokat mayim la'afuk eichad leke loy mayim v'loy meil elo micho shel dam shel isa greide dioz amelach chizer v'nivra biboso v'yoser al kolponim k'dei klipe." The ayin b'sifchof. So ho adin tzir. So the Dogel Mavova says, elo ho adin tzir, haynei da'as amchaber b'sifchof. Why not the da'as haramo? What did the Dogel Mavova? The Dogel Mavova concentrated on every word in the Shach. So the Dogel Mavova, what the Dogel Mavova means is, the Dogel Mavova has in mind the Shach Shite in Sifchof. And the Shach Shite in Sifchof is that the reason as to why Teisves is Chilik and Rashi's Psak is because whereas Rashi holds that the Tzir that comes out from the Chtichas Boso after the Shiur Meliche, so he has a din of male Be'alme, he does not have a din of Dam. But Teisves, who is Chelik and Rashi holds, it has a din of dam. But when you make a doche basraise, so then you harness any remaining dam that is bolua in the interior of the chatiche. But in the case of Rashi, of Chivas Rashi, so no doche basraise was made, so it wasn't harnessed, and then some tzir came out, so that's dam. So mimele, this is what he says. When he says, "We love dafkemayim elo adin tzir," so the Dogel Mavova says that only lidas amchaber, but not lidas ramo, because ramo paskuns There are more paskins like the sheet of Teisves, that the bosa becomes oser on account of the fact that it was soaked, it was immersed in the tzia that was exuded from the chtiras bosa. Because according to the Ramo, I mean the sheet of Teisves, so it has a din of dam. Alright, a lot in tzia. Elo noket maim lafukeich like loy maim veloy meyel. Elo michul dam. Shalisa grede. In other words, where it is the dam that came out already. So those are melachiz of nivla biboso, the osa al koponin ke de klipe ayin bisifcho. So he says, vei lochush bishom moet, so the afil amai motim kom vatn ke hatzir, v'yeish matirin afil lo yomayim, v'klau bichli, v'nicho bi aboso, vei lochush bishom moet es kozu, she iskim v'adoch as boso. So what is the Ramo matir? He's only matir because it would, the chtich as boso with all the melach was left in the kele, without any mayim for a shom etis. But if it will be left in the kele for a considerable time, then it will not be muter. It will not be muter. According to the psak of the Mechaber in Sifrov, it will be muter even if it will be left in the kele for a considerable time. Not only b'shom etis. The answer is, because the Ramo Lishitose in Sifrov, he paskens yesheisrin. So when is yesheisrin if it was left for a considerable time? But if it was left for only for Shom Etes, so then even there are more paskins that is not osa. They loch be Shom Etes is madachat baso. Because of the heter, klal yut in yutes that for nimtzok tzas meil teich hakore shore. Shore bizmamwe. Uli kamon, so, in kamon siv kotna in dalet, that's in connection with the siv godl chof. Yizboya, dim nimtzo tzir mamesh bichli nesamiyat. Tzir mamesh nesamiyat. Vein chiluk. Klima, kim shakli eini miluch lech. Ein chiluk, afilo ein shomayim bichli, umashim vidivarav, ta afilo akli ben yeimei, muta kishen eini miluch lech. All right. Okay.